We hope you enjoy listening to this podcast of St. Louis on the Air, brought to you by University College at Washington University. With undergraduate and graduate programs, part-time, evening, and online. University College at Washington University, offering world-class education within reach.
A few days ago, we held a forum and we took a closer look at Proposition D. That's the proposed gas tax increase, the first in Missouri since a 17-cent tax was approved in 1996. Proposition D would incrementally increase the gas tax by 2.5 cents a gallon each year over 4 years. Passage would generate some $400 million in revenues annually. Most would go to Missouri State law enforcement. The rest, $123 million, would go to road construction and maintenance. There's more to it, which we'll discuss. Speaking in favor of the tax will be Scott Charton, Communications Director for SaferMo.com. But we begin with the opposition to Proposition D with retired Professor Gwen Moore.
I was teaching the capstone course in business at UMSL. In 2008, 2009, one by one, students, often from South St. Louis and the county, came up to me and said they couldn't either get to the campus or they couldn't get to their job because mass transit by state was reducing the buses. And I said, oh my goodness, let me study this. And I did. I said, I had taught them how to analyze in companies and industries, and what I learned was that Missouri's gas tax, MoDOT and such, is totally unfair, especially in St. Louis. So I encourage you to vote against Proposition D. Over the last 3 years, the St. Louis five-county area was underfunded by more than $500 million. And I'm good at numbers and dollar signs. In fact, the Brookings Institute named us urban donors because, and I quote, the gas distribution of the gas tax in Missouri penalizes cities, suburbs, and urban areas. They said that these areas contribute significantly more in tax receipts than they receive in allocations from their state's highway fund or through direct local transfers.
Okay, speaking now in favor of the tax is Scott Charton, Communications Director of SaferMo.com. Scott?
Thank you, Mr. Marsh, and thank you all for coming tonight and your civic engagement for this forum. Missouri last raised its state motor fuel tax in 1996. It was set at 17 cents a gallon for gas and diesel. 22 years have passed. But we know that 22 years have meant inflation. Inflation has eaten away at that 17 cents. Today it's worth about 7 cents of purchasing power. So the 17 cents has lost about 60% of its purchasing power. Now, we know at the same time, over that same period, that asphalt, steel, concrete, the basic components that go into roads and bridges, have doubled and tripled in price. This has caused MoDOT to be in a situation, and our cities are also in this situation, buying supplies, that inflation is really cutting into what they can do. We all rely on good roads and bridges. You rely on them for mass transit, for buses. You rely on them for first responders, for police, fire, ambulance. You rely on them for school buses to transport our children safely. Proposition D was referred to the ballot by the Missouri legislature, and it will be on the ballot November 6th. I would encourage a yes vote on Prop D to allow us to get our road and bridge situation caught up to give us safe streets and bridges and reliable transportation.
Scott Charton, thank you very much. Gwen, I'll come back to you. Is there anything you'd like to add to or subtract from what Mr. Charton had to say?
Yes, he talked about inflation, and I know a lot about inflation, but the main problem we have in Missouri is that MoDOT is responsible for three times the road miles that they should be. back in the 20s and 30s when transportation, when it started, Missouri wanted to make sure that there was a state road between 95% of every rural house, store, school, all of that, 95%. Most states may have done that to build their roads, but over time, they stopped being responsible for them, which, if you've driven around, you know, county roads, AA, BB, those kinds of roads in other states, the counties take care of them. In Missouri, you and I are paying for them. The urban areas are not funded. We send our money to the rural areas. The street where you live, 10 to 1 your local county is paying for it, or your local city. But in rural areas, we're paying for those. It's backwards. It's wrong.
But many of those roads need to be improved, and that's what this is all about.
Oh, I agree they need to be improved, but we've got to fix the system. We're still funding the farm-to-market system that existed back in the 1950s, okay, before many of you were born.
So you're opposing the tax because the system
and
needs
I've
to
done
be changed.
It many, and along with other people, they had, like 2014, the Municipal League talked about, well, you know, MoDOT is responsible for an unnecessary and unusually high amount of rural roads. It's crazy what is going for here.
Let's have Scott respond to that. Scott, what do you make of what you've just heard?
Sure. It is a fact. Missouri has the seventh largest state road system in the United States. And yet we are 49th in state motor fuel taxes. That is out of kilter. But that is the system we have. And we cannot maintain those roads without proper funding. Therefore, Proposition D, when it's put to voters, would actually bring in an additional $412 million a year statewide. Now, what does that mean? This is money that's constitutionally designated, and it's regularly audited. But this is already the case. Under the Missouri Constitution, Proposition D funds and state road funds, which is created in the Constitution, can only be used for road enforcement and road work. 30% of that money in the Constitution goes to local governments. Now, I will tell you that in the St. Louis District, that five-county area, St. Louis County will get $16.7 million in new money every year with full funding of Prop D. St. Louis City will get $6 million in new money every year with full funding of Proposition D. Jefferson County, $3.2 million in new money every year with Prop D. St. Charles County, $6.3 million. Every city and county in Missouri will get new money because Prop D provides a 66% increase in the funding that goes directly to local governments. Local decision makers will decide what to do with it. They will address local priorities with that funding. I would encourage you to go to safermo.com. Safermo.com is the website. There's a drop-down menu. You can look at all the counties and cities and see exactly what your community will receive with full implementation under Prop D. And that's why we'd appreciate a yes vote on Prop D. It delivers significant money, over $124 million a year, with full funding, back to local governments in Missouri.
And speaking of money, Jan from St. Charles has a question related to just that. Go ahead, Jan.
You spoke to it briefly, but I wish you could elaborate. Why was the prop written that the vast majority went to law enforcement, to the highway patrol, and a small amount to roads and bridges when all the advertising is roads and bridges?
That's a great question. I'd be glad to answer that.
Kind of a tag on to that. So what I've been told is that that money will be, that was going to highway patrol, will go to roads and bridges. But how do I know that 100% will happen that way?
Here's how you can be assured of it. It is in the Missouri Constitution. The state road fund, when you put that nozzle into your vehicle to fuel it up, be it gas or diesel, that motor fuel tax goes into the state road fund, which is part of the state constitution. The only thing the constitution allows the state road fund to be used for is road enforcement and road work, specifically the highway patrol, for the specific purpose of enforcing laws on the road, not the other duties the highway patrol does. This is constitutionally designated, and it's regularly audited. Now, what we're doing with Proposition D is that 17 cents that we now charge for the state motor fuel tax, the 49th lowest in the country, a portion of that already goes to the highway patrol because, again, it's limited on what we can do with it. They're getting 7 or 8 or 9 cents out of that, 17 cents. What we're doing is providing this stream of new money, this new 10 cents that's gradually phased in that will be designated just for road enforcement functions of the highway patrol. But when they receive that funding, they no longer are tapping the current 17 cents. That frees up all of that money to be used for roads and bridges, which is the only other function it can be used for. It's a $288 million annual increase with the full phase in of Prop D, dollar for dollar, that will go to roads and bridges. It's not a significant increase for the Highway Patrol, but it does provide a revenue funding stream.
Gwen, what do you make of the allocation of the funds this way?
Well, one of the things, he mentioned that MoDOT has the seventh highest number of road miles. Guess what? Missouri has the 18th highest population and the 18th highest land area. So why do they have the seventh highest road miles? It's because they kept the farm-to-market system. Our economy is not agriculture. Our economy is here in St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Missouri. It's in the cities. I'm sorry, but that's where it is. In the allocation, for example, he keeps talking about how much will come here. The way the Constitution is written, certain cities don't count. For example, Afton. You would think they'd get a fair city portion, right? But they're not incorporated. So the 20,000 people in Afton, Missouri, here, they don't count. They don't get any portion of that. Zero. They just don't get it. We need to change the rules and the laws. For example, most states, they allow your local county, local city, to place a gas tax, to add a gas tax, so that they can help pay for their city streets or rural streets, but not in Missouri. It's illegal. It's against the Constitution to do it. It's also illegal to subsidize mass transit. Most states, like Illinois, spend 15 to 20% of the gas tax to subsidize transit. You want people off the roads and on to buses, if possible, but not in Missouri. Illinois sends $116 per person in of the counties in Illinois that bi-state serves. Guess how much is sent by the state of Missouri? 16 cents. And it's through Waverly funds. I mean, it's weird funds because they can't use the gas tax.
Let's give Scott a chance to respond to that, and we really want to stay on point.
Let me be specific about something. Despite what Gwen said, the two biggest economic sectors in Missouri are agriculture and tourism. That's a fact. Farm-to-market roads fuel our economy. And, in fact, in St. Louis, we have agriculture-related businesses. Now, they're on the spear point of the technology of the agriculture industry. They're not growing crops, but they're showing us how to grow smarter crops. So agriculture is a huge industry in the state. It's the biggest in the state in terms of dollars. Secondly, we have to have shipping. We have to move the groceries out. Trucking and freight is how we do that. That is by far how Missouri moves these items. Now, it's important to know, she mentioned buses. Buses run on roads. We have to keep the roads up. This is what Proposition D does. Now, finally, she mentioned Afton. St. Louis County, even unincorporated areas, get an additional $6 million a year in new money every year under Prop D. The money does flow to local governments, and it flows with a 66% statewide increase over the current funding. Proposition D is a good deal for Missouri, and I hope you'll vote yes on D.
We have another question, another one from St. Charles, and this is Pat. Go ahead, Pat.
The way it's worded on the ballot, the impression is mostly that this has something to do with the State Highway Patrol and taxation for them. But yet all the discussion seems to be about where the money's going to go for roads, bridges. And then you throw in there something about the Paralympics and the Olympians. What the heck do they have to do with the roads and the Highway Patrol getting a gas tax increase?
Sure.
I don't like being manipulated like that on amendments. I want them to all be separate. I want to vote on each issue by itself and not all this shenanigans that seems to have started in Washington and now appears to be going local, where we manipulate little things incorporated in here and in there. I don't like that.
If I may respond, Pat.
Please.
This year, the legislature came to a bipartisan consensus on going to the voters with a state gradual state motor fuels tax increase. That occurred after a legal deadline to just file a new bill, which is what you would like to see, just a straight bill. That certainly would make it easier. But a bipartisan legislative consensus in this day and time is not easy to come by, and it will not necessarily hold in these times. What they did was they went and looked for another bill that dealt with state revenue matters. That is the common subject thread. They came to a bill that deals with, did you know that Olympic medals are taxable income, the actual precious medals in them, if you win a gold medal at the Olympics? The feds have already done away with that. But in Missouri, we still have that on the books. And so there was a bill to repeal that. If we have an Olympian from here, it's every 4 years. That has an intrinsic positive value. If we have a bunch of gold medal winners, we might collect a few thousand dollars in taxes, but look at what they bring to Missouri in a positive sense. That became the vehicle for this because they all deal with state revenue. There's a common subject matter. That's why they're both in this bill, because they didn't reach the consensus by the legal deadline. Now, we didn't want to let the perfect be the enemy of the very good. Prop D is a very good proposal because it will return money back to our communities, and it will help us overcome this 22 years of inflation that has eaten away at the purchasing power to keep up our roads and bridges. So that's why there are multiple subjects, but they all deal with state revenue and state taxation.
We'll have the closing statements now, and Scott Charton, who did not open the program, will get a chance to make the first pitch here.
First of all, for the St. Louis metropolitan area, thank you for this opportunity. Over a 10-year period with Proposition D, there are existing transportation revenue plus new revenue generated by the passage of Prop D is going to generate nearly $3.2 billion for MoDOT's St. Louis district. Now, that's going to allow 331 bridge replacements. That goes right to the heart of the point of what Gwen's talking about. That means total replacement or repair projects to redeck them, to rehabilitate them. It will keep 3,700 highway lane miles in the St. Louis district in good condition with various resurfacing, and it's $1.3 billion of new capital improvement investment. And in addition to that, the cities and counties in the district are going to have an additional $1.1 billion available for local road and bridge improvements. That is real money, and it will go to local projects. One thing that hasn't been mentioned is the federal funding. We will be able to leverage billions in federal funding and bring that money back to Missouri. I'm for bringing money back to Missouri to put on Missouri roads and bridges.
Thank you, Scott.
I would appreciate a yes vote on Prop D, and thank you, safermo.com, to learn more.
Thank you, Scott. Gwen Moore?
Yes. Back to the stimulus funding.
MoDOT delayed funding of the Stan Musial Bridge between Missouri and Illinois over the Mississippi for many years. They wanted it to be a toll bridge, and it was going to be a toll bridge until the Illinois Department of Transportation called our congressman and got them to tell MoDOT, it's not going to be told, you do that bridge, change their position. MoDOT spends the majority of our money where very few people travel. And if it's not written in, if it's not required, they don't, and I've been watching this for more than a decade, that they won't spend the money where it's needed. So until they write it in law, it's not going to happen. Please vote against Proposition D.
That was retired Professor Gwen Moore opposing the measure Proposition D. Earlier, Scott Charton, the communications director for SaferMo.com, spoke in favor of it.